Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. Within the tall, narrow box on the right-hand side of the page, click on the link labeled Follow the Meeting, which provides the order of service along with links to the words of the hymns and other information. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now let's begin this Wednesday Gathering with singing hymn number 81.
God is with me, gently warm me, your wings of mercy. All his way made plain before me, and his glory round me shed. Safely onward shall my pilgrim feet be led.
Again. Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Inherent Innocence and Freedom. The hymns are 81, 19, and 382. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible. John. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Psalms. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Acts. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen, or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Luke. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias, and his wife was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. The angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Acts. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he who had sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is in by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God hath made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And as they spake unto the people, the priests, and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people, and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them, and put them in hold unto the next day. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers, and elders, and scribes were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name, have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, and of one soul. 1 John. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Jude. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. At all times and under all circumstances, overcome evil with good. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil. God is what the Scriptures declare him to be, life, truth, love. Spirit is divine principle, and divine principle is love, and love is mind. And mind is not both good and bad, for God is mind. Therefore, there is in reality one mind only, because there is one God. Question: What is man? Answer: Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. The Scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. Man is spiritual and perfect. And because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas, the generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness, the conscious identity of being as found in science, in which man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God, that which has not a single quality underived from deity, that which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. Man is incapable of sin, sickness, and death. The real man cannot depart from holiness. Learn this, O mortal, and earnestly seek the spiritual status of man, which is outside of all material selfhood. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. Suppose a mental case to be on trial, as cases are tried in court. A man is charged with having committed liver complaint. The patient feels ill, ruminates, and the trial commences. The evidence for the prosecution being called for, a witness testifies thus. "I represent health laws. I was present on certain nights when the prisoner or patient watched for the sick friend. Although I have the superintendence of human affairs, I was personally abused on those occasions. The prisoner watched with the sick every night in the week. When the sick mortal was thirsty, the prisoner gave him drink. During all this time, the prisoner attended to his daily labors, partaking of food at irregular intervals, sometimes going to sleep immediately after a heavy meal. Therefore, I arrested mortal man in behalf of the state, namely the body, and cast him into prison." Another witness takes the stand and testifies, "I am sallow skin. I have been dry, hot, and chilled by turns since the night of the liver attack. I have lost my healthy hue and become unsightly. I practice daily ablutions and perform my functions as usual, but I am robbed of my good looks. Another witness is called for by the court of error and says, I am mortality, governor of the province of body in which mortal man resides. In this province, there is a statute regarding disease, namely that he upon whose person disease is found shall be treated as a criminal and punished with death. The judge asks if by doing good to his neighbor it is possible for man to become diseased, transgress the laws, and merit punishment. And Governor Mortality replies in the affirmative. As the judge proceeds, the prisoner grows restless. His sallow face blanches with fear, and a look of despair and death settles upon it. The case is given to the jury. A brief consultation ensues, and the jury returns a verdict of guilty of liver complaint in the first degree. Ah, but Christ's truth, the spirit of life and the friend of mortal man, can open wide those prison doors and set the captive free. Swift on the wings of divine love there comes a dispatch. Delay the execution, the prisoner is not guilty. Consternation fills the prison yard. Some exclaim, it is contrary to law and justice. Others say, the law of Christ supersedes our laws. Let us follow Christ. After much debate and opposition, permission is obtained for a trial in the court of spirit, where Christian Science is allowed to appear as counsel for the unfortunate prisoner. When the case for mortal man versus personal sense is opened, mortal man's counsel regards the prisoner with the utmost tenderness. The counsel's earnest, solemn eyes, kindling with hope and triumph, look upward. Then Christian Science turns suddenly to the Supreme Tribunal and opens the argument for the defense. The prisoner at the bar has been unjustly sentenced. His trial was a tragedy and is morally illegal. Mortal man has had no proper counsel in the case. All the testimony has been on the side of personal sense. And we shall unearth this foul conspiracy against the liberty and life of man. The only valid testimony in the case shows the alleged crime never to have been committed. The prisoner is not proved worthy of death or of bonds. Your Honor, the lower court has sentenced mortal man to die, but God made man immortal and amendable to spirit only. Denying justice to the body, that court commended man's immortal spirit to heavenly mercy. Spirit, which is God himself and man's only lawgiver. Who or what has sinned? Has the body or has mortal mind committed a criminal deed? Counselor False Belief has argued that the body should die, while Reverend Theology would console conscious mortal mind, which alone is capable of sin and suffering. The body committed no offense. Mortal man, in obedience to higher law, helped his fellow man, an act which should result in good to himself as well as to others. The jury of spiritual senses agreed at once upon a verdict, and there resounded throughout the vast audience chamber of spirit the cry, not guilty. Then the prisoner rose up, regenerated, strong, free. We noticed, as he shook hands with his counsel, Christian Science, that all sallowness and debility had disappeared. His form was erect and commanding, his countenance beaming with health and happiness. Divine love had cast out fear. Mortal man, no longer sick and in prison, walked forth, his feet beautiful upon the mountains, as of one that bringeth good tidings. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God, and be free. This is your divine right. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.